This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Rob, and this is 6 Minute English, and I'm joined this week by Finn. Hi, Finn.
Hi, Rob.
We're in celebratory mood this week, Finn, aren't we?
Yes, we are. We have something to shout about. It's the 70th anniversary of the BBC teaching English to the world.
Happy birthday to us. So, we've been teaching English for 70 years. Actually, Finn, I think we look quite good for 70.
Absolutely, yeah. Not too many grey hairs. And you would think that if our audience has been listening for 70 years, they would be fluent or perfect speakers of English by now. Maybe, Rob, we should just go home now.
No, stay where you are, because of course you know, Finn, that our audience is always changing. New people are finding us and wanting to learn English. And we'll be finding out why they do very soon. But let's see what you've learned over the years and see if you can answer this question. According to the Oxford English Dictionary, what is the most commonly used English word? Is it A, I, B, and, or C, the?
Rob, I think it has to be C, the.
The. I'll let you know the answer at the end of the programme. Let's talk more now about 70 years of teaching English. The BBC's English teaching department first started transmitting radio programmes in 1943. The world was a very different place then.
Yes, World War II was taking place and many parts of Europe were occupied by German forces. It was felt that by teaching other nationalities English, they could understand radio news bulletins on the BBC Empire Service. That was the old name for the BBC World Service.
So for many listeners, there was a practical need to learn English.
And after the war, there was also a big demand for learning English. And the BBC tried to do this in light and entertaining dialogues in simple, though not basic, English. That's conversations that sounded natural and interesting to listen to.
Yeah, a bit like our programmes today. In the years after the war, people wanted to learn English not just to understand programmes on the BBC, but so they could do business with or work for companies around the world. So we could say it had an economic benefit.
Yes, and today people are learning online via the internet, and some are learning English to communicate with or talk or write to other non-native speakers, particularly on social media.
Oh, yes, that's true. Well, we can hear from some students now who are learning English here in the UK. See if you can hear why they think it's important to learn English.
My name is Bruno. I am from France. I like learning English because this language is international and I can use to have a conversation with people from different countries. I have more liberty if I want to speak with different people.
My name is Juan Reynoso. I come from Peru. Well, I want to learn English because I think this is the language that the world speaks.
Some good reasons there. Bruno and Juan want to learn English to communicate with others. Bruno says it gives him more liberty. So really he means freedom to speak with and understand other people.
So English is good for that. And let's hear some more practical reasons or ways that it will be a real benefit to someone's life.
My name is Rafael Guimarães and I'm from São Paulo, Brazil. I've chosen English because I'm studying business, so it's very important for my career. And also because you can communicate to people from all over the world.
My name is Ivo. I'm from Lima, Peru. I'm planning on studying mechatronic engineering, and there is not much market for it in Peru, so I'm thinking of going abroad. For that, I will need to learn another language, so that's why I'm learning English too.
So Rafael and Ivo are learning English to help with their studies. They hope it will help their career.
The jobs they will end up doing. So Really, they're learning English to help themselves.
Well, luckily, BBC Learning English is here to help them and many other students around the world learn English.
Of course.
And as you know, it's one of the most widely spoken languages in the world. So it's good to have at least a smattering, a small understanding of English.
Yes, and if you want to live in the UK, it's now expected that you can speak at least some English. But come on, Rob, let's face this. Learning a language is fun too.
Well, that's true, and it's been fun teaching it for 70 years. Let's hope we've helped at least some people learn the language. Now, Finn, let's find out if you answered my question correctly. Earlier, I asked you what is the most commonly used English word.
I said see the. Please tell me I'm right.
You are right. Oh, well done.
Okay, yes, thank you.
The is the most commonly used word. Well, that's all we have time for today. Please join us again soon and keep learning English with BBC Learning English. Bye.
Goodbye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.